Bootleggers.
Okay, and what else do they call them? It has to do with when they do it.
The stealing.
Yeah, but when do they do the? When do they do it for secrecy, say? In what kind of light?
Oh, moonlight.
Okay, so what do we call them? Call them what? Call what they make? What do you call
moonlight.
Them?
Moonlight.
Okay, don't you call what they make moonshine?
Moonshine.
Yeah. Okay, if somebody were making something and baking a pie in the kitchen, what might you say that would let them know that you that would call attention to that odor? Like, you know, in enthusiastically saying to them.
Smell it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what if something is the real thing, and for example, when they make things out of leather, they call it, what's the word they used to describe it to make you think it's real leather, not fake or synthetic? And it could be used to describe like an antique, to say it was a real antique, it wasn't fake. What would be the word that you could use to describe it?
An imitation.
Yeah, it wasn't imitation, okay. What would it be if it weren't imitation?
Real.
Okay, but can you think of another word like, or you might even use it to describe a friend. She was a friend. If I can think of another way to describe it. Something that, it says here, like imitation maple syrup. What if it were not imitation, but the real thing? You call it what?
Real stuff.
Can you think of anything else that would describe something that's not synthetic, but the real thing?
Genuine.
Okay. I believe you've already told me this, but what do you call the substance that you made from the cane? The liquid that you use on your pancakes and so forth. Dark liquid that...
Sorghum?
Mm-hmm. But what's a general term that would refer to that and also...
Syrup?
Yeah, molasses and that sort of stuff. Okay, what do you make when you... what's that sweet spread that you make out of fruit and sugar and you cook it, cook the fruit and the sugar to make what? To use
jelly.
On toast? Okay.
Dessert.
And what are the seasonings that people usually put on the table?
Butter and salt and pepper.
Okay. If you wanted somebody to hand you an apple, what would you say? If it were over here and you wanted...
Pass it.
Okay. How else might you say it, though, including the word apple when you say it?
Pass me the apple.
Okay. If you were talking about a group of... boys over there, it must have been that group over there. Can you think of a word that you could use in front of boys? It was boys over there, meaning the ones over there and not here. It wasn't these boys, it was
those.
Okay. If you were talking about something that was back toward the back, how would you say it was?
The back.
Okay, do you ever use the word yonder?
Mm-hmm.
In like back yonder or over yonder and so forth. Okay. If I said something in a low voice and you couldn't hear me, how would you ask me to say it again?
Pardon?
Okay. Or what? Can you think of any other ways that you might say that?
What did you say?
Okay. Somebody that that's had a hard time as far as money is concerned, what would you call them? What would be the word that...
Pauper.
Okay. Or... a word that would describe people that just did, or you might use it to describe somebody's health.
Poor.
Okay. What would you call a group of trees that are fruit trees? Like
orchard.
Okay. What do you call the middle part of a peach?
Pit.
Okay, or what else?
Seed.
Okay. What do you call the kind of peach where the